Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Coach Lee. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, it is me. It is Monday, May 10th, 2010, and I'm in the place to be. This is not a live show today. Had to take care of some business, so I went ahead and got me a CinchCast account so that I can never, ever, 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 ever miss my show, your show. We all should be listening to the show. But anyway, yo, this is Coach Lee, your host with the most, rocking four quarters with Coach Lee, here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, like we do this every week, each and every week, every Monday, 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time, and anywhere in between, hey, you gotta figure it out. I think Central is what, 8 o'clock? Something like that. But anyway, hey, we had a great Mother's Day weekend here. I know here in Vegas we had a great time. We actually did a couple events this weekend, and I'll talk about it a little bit, you know, after we do what we do. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We always got to do our sponsors. You know, Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And also Rogers Athletic Equipment Company. You know, the official sponsor of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, where the good get better, and Enterprise. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And, you know, we always do what we do, so we got to do it like we do it. You know, let's kick this bad boy off. Let's kick it real deep. Real deep. Real deep. Deep kick. Ready? Break. And it's a deep kick, because that's what we talk about here with women's football. We talk about all the things about women's football here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Again, were you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and this is the first time I'm doing a Cinch podcast, so I'm a little bit out of my elements right now before I get busy and do the things that I got to do this afternoon or this evening. But just to give you guys a quick update, and you know, I didn't get a chance to listen to BJ's show until early this morning. But she had brought up a question about coaching, because she knows that I'm always talking about, it's about coaching, because we deal with the same athletes across the board. And it comes down from separating the good teams from the bad teams, and the good teams from the best teams. It's definitely coaching. And I got an opportunity to play a former team called the California Lynx, but now are the Pacific Warriors. And her direct question was, what was the difference? And I would say, honestly, it was pretty much the same players. And actually, they had a bigger and improved team, with the exception of one of their key players from last year's squad, which was Melody Peterson, I think that was her last name, who was a free safety tight end last year. But it comes down to definitely coaching and preparing. And I'm not going to take anything away from the Pacific Warriors coaching staff because I just don't know. But I'll let you know on my behalf, we were prepared all across the board to stop any and everything that they have done over the last three games prior to this game. And again, that's one thing I do. I take pride in myself, in my coaching staff. And I tell you, you're not going to beat us because you're better prepared than us. You're going to beat us because you're better than us. And that's the model that I've always had as far as coaching is concerned. And that's across the board. And I'm hoping that all you football teams across the country are preparing. You know, I think one thing that we've able to do this year league-wide is have an opportunity to have our films uploaded to a main server. And also our players are on that list from our team to be able to, I can send them any films that I want. So that gives them more time to prepare during the day, during the night. We do have, you know, film sessions on Tuesday, but to have that film available at your computer at any given time, and you got some downtime, I don't care if it's 5 or 10 minutes, but to be able to watch some film and recall what the coaches have been talking about or emphasizing throughout the week or practice is definitely helpful. And let me tell you, the game this weekend that we had, I mean, we did it from special teams to offense to defense to a T, based on, again, the film session and preparedness. So again, BJ, just to let you know, there's nothing to take away from the coaching staff. I just think that we were overly prepared and superly prepared for this game because we wanted to live up to, you know, the hype and get a little respect and let people know that we got it across the board, offense, defense, special teams. Showgirls are bringing it this year. But outside of that, you know, like I said, it was a good game. You know, we won 34 to 6. We made a couple of mistakes here and there. We had a great crowd. We raised over $1,000 for a cancer program here in Vegas. We had guests from the news were there. Fox 5 News came out and did a special piece on us. We had the anchor, news anchor, Paula Francis, who's one of the top Emmy Award-winning anchors on CBS News, at our game. She did the coin toss. I mean, we made a big deal out of this thing, and we had a packed house, which was great. And then we also had NFL films there, and I think that's going to be a great, great piece that they do on America's Game, which will be aired in November. So they're putting this together. They did about 48 hours of film, highlighting Nikki Johnson, which is one of our, I want to say freshman sensations, but because she's a freshman in college this year, but you know, we're not playing college ball. But anyway, one of my young sensations on the team. They did an interview with Kerry Walk, Kerry Mitch, my bad, Kerry Mitch, one of the premier quarterbacks in any league, and then also myself. And like I said, we're really excited to be the face of women's football at this point in time, if that's the case in point. Got some great relationships with the NFL Network. Got some other things, you know, in the sleeves. So, you know, it's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. And like I said, it was a great game. It was a great showcase. And I think it was a great showing for women's football across the board. But anyway, you know what? You know what? Let's just move on. You know what? Let's get into quarter number one. Well, actually, I didn't even tell you about what my topic is going to be. Basically, quarter one is going to be preparing for the playoffs. Quarter number two is going to be not to quit. To quit or not to quit? That is the question. Quarter number three is going to be pride in your league and the challenges that are faced ahead. And then also quarter number four will be the Ning board. So let's move on. Quarter number one. Last week I was talking about, you know, we're halfway through the season. We're this, this, and that. And like I told you guys, You know what? We on a mission, and we are preparing for the playoffs. I'm hoping the teams are preparing for the playoffs, and there's several different ways that teams can prepare for the playoffs. Mind you, this is only our second year possibly making the playoffs, and we live and learn based off of what took place last year. And we started off with this game this past weekend. This was our playoff game. We are starting the playoffs this past weekend, which we did. Our intensity level went up about two or three volumes this weekend, and it's going to continue from here on out because, again, we are preparing for a championship run, and it starts now. A lot of teams out there have an opportunity to cakewalk into the championship, meaning that they might go they might go undefeated and, you know, just going through the motions. Some teams are really, you know, going intent-wise into the to the playoffs. Others are doing their thing and, you know, just trying to stay healthy and fresh. So, again, preparing for the playoffs, what method will you and your coaching staff take to gather yourself to go into the playoffs? My approach, again, like I said, we're four games into the season, and we're taking each of the remaining five games that we have left as playoff intensity games. Again, last year I think we didn't have the intensity going into the playoffs, and you know, haven't even went into the playoff game with only one practice under our belt in a two-week time period because, again, we're shuffling around, you know, trying to do fundraisers and things of that nature to get to St. Louis. And this year we took care of that up front. The girls did a heck of a job of raising a certain amount of money that we've asked, just in case we have to hit the road. Fortunately, the championship game is here in Vegas, so if we do make it, we won't have that expense of going, you know, to the championship game. But we are preparing to at least be on the road at least one time, either up to Portland or maybe one of the Texas teams, and as I've been told, maybe Memphis. So again, just being totally prepared on things that are going on. And like I said, you know, my mindset is, you know, making sure that the players that play could possibly, you know, get it done and make it happen and get as much experience as I can to get that done. Babe, can you close that door for me? Thank you. And we really want to make sure that our players are playing at their prime, at the peak, and that includes even the rookies. And like I said, everybody on my team plays, but you know what? You're gonna play just as though you are a starter, no matter what your ability or your abilities are. You're gonna get to play. So, you know, like I said, there's certain ways you can prepare. I know. You know, to say NFL-wise, basically, you know, if they clinch the division, you start seeing a lot more second-string players and the quarterback, starting quarterback not playing. I am not taking that approach. I am taking it at the approach of we got to get better. And like I said, we only limit it to so many games. And I think we only get better as we play more games. There's no sense to peak so early. And I know at the beginning of the season, a lot of my teammates, the girls on the team, had wondered about our pace of learning or hitting and all those other things. I'm one who wants to stay healthy. We had a good core of players coming back. We had a rookie core. Actually, we're about 50-50 because we got about 18 rookies on the team, and we had about 42 on our roster. So we did some hitting, but we did hitting in what I want to call it. My goodness, I guess I'm out of my element here, BJ. You know, it's quiet. You know, I didn't get to hear my Public Enemy song this morning, and it's early morning. But the bottom line is my rookies, they get playing time. They get the action. But it doesn't drop off when you get on the field. And we run a complicated offense that it's only improving. We're adding to it each week. So we can't take any time off, and we can't take any games off. So we're 4-0 right now. We still got five more games left, And like I said, we're consistently improving. There's some teams that are real physical teams, you know, that are just pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock. And I can see them taking a different approach and not hand the ball off to their star running backs as often as they have been. Again, this is not the time to start trying to build up your stats and things of that nature as a coach. You know, it's about staying healthy and being prepared and getting in that film session. I think film session is so important. This is the second year that I implemented film session in the 5 year 5 year existence of the Showgirls, and improvement from no film to the first year films was a big jump, and then this year has been I mean, it's been like a jump over the moon type of elevation. Because again, now the girls are getting mentally prepared. You know, on the practice field, it's about getting physically prepared, you know, being able to take a hit, you know, being able to get in position. But now to see film and visualize and see what the other team does or see what you're doing wrong in self-correction, you know, because I like to tell the girls, I watch film 24/7 and the film never lies. What I saw that play, and I can rewind it, I see it again. And I rewind it and I see it again. And I rewind it and I see it again. The film never lies. So again, preparing, playoff preparedness, you know, it's key. It's key. You know, the better prepared team is going to be the team that wins, not necessarily the best team with the best athletes. And again, that was, you know, has been seen in prior championship games. You know, the DC Divas, I think, had more talented, was more talented than the KC Tribe last year. I think the LA Amazons were better athletes than the KC Tribe during that playoff run. But I really think it came down to preparation in films. You know, I would say that we were better than the St. Louis Slam last year, but they were better prepared. They were better prepared. So again, playoffs is key for your playoff run, your championship run. You got to be prepared. You got to be committed. You got to be at practice. You can't be worried about how I'm going to get there. You can't worry about fundraising. You can't, you know, you just can't do that. You got to worry about what you're going to take care of on the field and perfect your game plan. You know, again, from a coach's point of view, sometimes you can be too simple in your game planning. You gotta be able to put wrinkles in. I know those teams that are preparing for me are just pulling a hair out because, yeah, we're adding more pieces to the puzzle. We look like we're running the same play, but we got different mixtures and different elements that we're adding on to the play. So what you see in those highlights are just part of what we do. So, hey, I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. So, you know what? Like I said, this is not a live telecast. So, again, you know what? I can't get no callers. I'm not throwing out the phone number because I don't want you to get disappointed and try to call in and ask me a question about this and that. But, you know the station. You know the Bat Channel. You know the phone number. You'll catch me next week, and we'll talk more about it. But you know what? Let's move on. Quarter number two. Quarter number two, to quit or not to quit? That is the question. You know, like I said earlier, a couple of months ago when football season was about to start, I talked about what teams are going to make it through the season or to the season and then through the season. And like I said, I get a lot of emails, I get a lot of phone calls, and I'm hearing stories about, you know, certain teams not being able to make it, certain teams not being able to get a certain number of players to the games. I hear coaches quitting. I hear players quitting. I hear just a lot of quitting. People just giving up and not doing, you know, following through the season. I think you really got to come and prepare yourself for a full season, to be or not to be. You know, to agree, to disagree, to have fun, to not have fun, but to quit, you can't do. To quit, it cannot be. You know, you're not going to agree with the coaching staff, and the coaching staff is not going to be able to agree with all the players. But my thing is this: I've always been taught, once you start something, make sure you finish it. You know, finish it to the best of your ability. And when I'm relating to women's football, like I said, there's teams across the leagues. You know, I'm not going to say one league to the other, but across the leagues that are not prepared, that are not suited for a full season, but they put themselves in situations to do. Then we have players, again, I think I talked on this on a couple of topics, but it's just, I got to come back to it a little bit. You know, you got some teams who are revolting against their own coaches. You have, you know, you got coaches that are upset because they can't get the commitments from the players. You know what? I hate to lose. I'm sorry. I hate to lose. And, you know, it's like training for a marathon and coming in last place. Why even train if you're going to come in last place? You know, and I think that's some of the attitude that some of the players have out there. You know, they don't want to show up to practice. They don't want to show up to any of the off-the-field events, but just want to show up to the games. And then when you get your butt kicked, then you wonder what the problem is. Well, the problem is you need to commit to your practice. And coaches, hey, I'm with you, but you can't require practices 5 days a week or 6 hours on Saturday. Come on, be real. Be real with this thing. You know, I use myself as an example all the time. I just require 6 hours of practice a week over a three-day period. We go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 7:30 to 9:30. You're not required to come before that time, and you're not required to stay after that time. I will be there before practice, and I will be there after practice for those who want to stay and do extra work. But that's the legit, you know, commitment, 6 hours. You know, I'm hearing nightmares that, you know, coaches are asking players to do 6 hours on a Saturday. And you're talking about you got some, you know, married women out there, you got single family of single parent women out there, and you got women that got jobs, and to give up Saturday or Sunday is asking a lot. To give up 4 or 5 days a week is a lot, and then you're running practices 3 to 4 hours on those days. You got to come better prepared, but players, you got to be able to commit and do it. So again, I use my team as an example. The rule on our team is, yes, we have 6 hours worth of practice a week, 3 days a week, 2 hours a day, you know, and the bottom line is I have to punish those who don't make it. I don't want to know what the excuse was. I don't care if he had to work. I don't care if little Joey had to, or little Susie had to, you know, was sick or had a school program. That's all fine, because life is life. Life is life, and I understand that, but I don't want the excuse. If you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. That's all that matters to me. I don't care what the reasoning behind it was, okay? But our rule is this. You miss one practice out the week, you definitely don't start. Now, do that mean you're out one play? No, that means you're out for the first series of whatever offense or defense you're on. Okay? Does that mean you get to go in the second series? No. You know, if the person that took your place is doing the job, they continue to play. That's just the chance you take by not, you know, by not being at practice. All right? So, again, you're at least down for at least one series. All right? You miss two practices out of the three. You definitely don't play in the first quarter at all. Okay? And that's just point blank. You miss two practices, you cannot play in the first quarter at all. And my starting quarterback was in that situation. You know, second string quarterback did her thing, and hey, we were rocking and rolling. Doesn't matter. Got to stick to it. Then you miss three practices out the whole week. That means you didn't show up. You definitely don't start. You don't play in the whole first half. You know, so again, you won't see any playing time until the second half, if at all. But like I said, these, you know, everybody pays to play. So I'm not going to deny you an opportunity to play in the game. That's why I said the first half you won't play, and if the second half, you know, we get you in the game. But those are the rules we go by. But it's all about the commitment. And coaches got to be realistic and say, hey, you know what? If I only can get two practices a week, then I only can get two. If I can get three and spread out over 2 hours each practice, then that's good. Or if I only can get Saturday, you know, let's just do a three-hour practice. You know, how much can you get done in 6 hours? That's going to be very beneficial. You know, the thing about it, at this point in time, practices should be getting shorter because it should be more focused on the task at hand. So, you know, again, to quit or not to quit, that is the question. You got players out there quitting because of time obligation. They're quitting because they're getting hurt. You got coaches are quitting because, you know, they're not winning. You know, that's just the trials and tribulations of being a coach. You have a 50-50 chance of winning the game if you show up. Now, how can you increase that? Again, by preparing, by having good practices, by having a good game plan, you know. And it also goes to owners, you know, to quit or not to quit. That is the question. You have some ownership groups or teams or individuals out there who just don't have the means to get it done. You know, they're struggling with traveling expense. They're struggling with home field expense. You know, this is not a hobby. And I keep trying to put that out there. This is a business. Football is a business on the field and off the field. You know, and if you quit, it's just going to be a black eye for women's football. Evaluate your situation beforehand. We all know what we got, you guys. You know, in November, I know how many girls I have out on my team. I know what the budget looks like in November for my team. I know what the goals are as far as fundraising are concerned by November. I got to have some cutoff dates. By the 15th of January, I got to have a full roster. I can always add, but I got to have a roster of 25, 30 players. I have to. We got to have at least 10 to 15 grand sitting in the bank so that we can bankroll this thing, at least get it started. We got to have some fundraisers. We got to have some news coverage. We got to have good coaches. This is all by January. We got to. I mean, you know, that's even late. But to quit or not to quit is the question. You know, should we quit in the middle of the season because our numbers go down? Should we quit because, you know, our coach walked away? Should we quit because, you know, key star players on our team quit the team? It's a difficult question to answer. But we have to finish what we start. We have to finish what we start. Do that mean travel with 15 players to go play? You know, everybody talking about, well, it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue. It is a safety issue. But what's the difference between 15 players and 23 players? Because, again, not all 23 of those players are good. They're not the greatest. They're not all starters. They're bodies. You know, out of that 23, you might have 8 players that are good. You know, if you look at teams anyway, players go both ways anyway. The better players do. The best players do. You know, so again, it's key to build the numbers, but to quit in the middle of season is like heartbreaking because everyone loses in that situation. The team itself loses. They lose the momentum. They lose their fan base. They lose their news coverage and get labeled as, aha, I told you women's football is no good. Then you have the team that you play against. If they have home games, they've already paid for it in their fan base. You know, my thing is this, you at least got to make your away games. You know, the bottom line is you got to make the away games to fulfill the season. You know, if you can't do the home games, then that's fine. Then that's on you. You lose your fan base. You lose your news coverage and stuff like that. But you can't double whammy the other team. You got to show up to play. And I, like I said, I take my hats off to a few teams out there that are in those situations that I've gotten emails and they've asked the question, what should they do? And my thing is, you got to honor to the best of your ability the home team in to get there. Also, I think that the home team that know that they're coming up to a team that's down in numbers, and I hate to say it, but you can't put a pounding on the team. You know, you can't put a pounding on the team. You know, not to say, you know, football is a collision sport. Not saying it eases up on that, but how would I put it? You know, have a running clock. You know, punt the ball. Do the things you're going to work on. Use it as a high scale scrimmage. You know, give your fans something to cheer about. You have a game, you're able to charge. But make it a high tempo scrimmage/practice and getting things done. Work on some key elements of the game. You know you can go deep every play. Then work on some off-tackle plays. Work on some trap plays. Work on some things that you need to improve on. So, yes, I feel that you should play the game. But I think you can play the game and manipulate the things that are going on out there, such as running clock, such as the play calling selection, and things of that nature. Still play hard, still play full speed, but manipulate things for the health and the best of the game and the organization. So anyway, hey, I'm moving on, moving on. Like I said, the show don't have to last an hour. I'm just getting all my topics in, doing what I do because I don't have an opportunity to talk to you, my favorite fans, my listeners here on Blog Talk Radio. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's move on, move on, move on. Quarter number three. Hey, my quarter number three is pretty much a prelude to what's going to take place at the end of the season for both leagues. The bottom line is, it's called pride in your league. The challenges that we are faced ahead. You know, ultimately at the end of each season, you know, leagues have what they call a championship game, or championship weekend, or championship week, or Super Bowl, whatever. I really feel at this point in time that a lot of us don't take the pride into our leagues. And what I'm saying, where are you going, Coach Lee? Where are you going? My thing is this: if the championship game or championship weekend is supposed to be the best of the best of your league, then, and you didn't make it, I think you should make every point, available point to make it. You know, you have to. We're only going to be successful if you, the fan, if you, the owner, if you, the player, that's not in the championship game, is at the game. You know where it's at. You know the location. You know the dates. You got 3 months, 2 months, 2.5 months to prepare. If you put $20 a week away, you know, stop going to Starbucks. Stop going to McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's Jr. Put that to the side and make it a point to make it to your weekend, to your championship weekend. To make it a point to go to your championship weekend. It's key. Have pride. I think both leagues are having a championship weekend with all-stars and all kind of activities and things. We got to make this our Super Bowl, ladies, owners, players, coaches, fans. We got to make those weekends the greatest. I know our weekend, the WFA weekend, is actually here in Vegas. It's July 30th through August 1st, a 3-day weekend, Friday through Sunday, with some great activities and events that will be taking place. You know, the IWFL championship is in Red Rock. Red Rock is in Vegas, but in Austin, Texas. And it's the weekend prior to. And I think they're doing a whole week's festival and activities. And, you know, like I said, I wish everybody luck. But it's not luck if everybody takes pride in their league and make it a point to be there. I'm throwing out a challenge right here, right now. Who's going to have the best weekend? Who's going to have the most players from their league there? Who's going to have the most fans there? Who's going to have the most owners there? The most coaches there? You know? I think we have to build it that way. We have to build both championship weekends that way. I think everybody, both leagues have a great plan of action. It's a great plan. But it's only poo-poo or boo-boo or terrible when you don't show up. It's disappointing to put on such a great event and everything is good, but it's dull because the fans aren't showing up, because the players aren't showing up, because the coaches aren't showing up, because the owners aren't showing up. Again, if we don't support it, then why would anybody else support it? And I keep throwing that out there. If we don't support the game itself and don't respect the game itself, then guess what? Nobody else will. So if we got 2,000 football players or and owners in our league or your league or their league, then we should have 2,000 people automatically at the weekend event. I don't care if it's just for the championship game. We should be able to sell out just based on our numbers, not even asking of the community of where the event, Round Rock. There we go. I couldn't think of it. Sorry about that, IWFL, but Round Rock. I couldn't think. I had to look it up. But in Round Rock, Texas. But if we don't support it as taking pride in my league, then who will? You know, my whole thing is we have to take that pride and get it done. We must take pride and get it done. And like I said, I'm hoping that everybody is doing what they're supposed to do and get to Round Rock or get to Vegas or get to both. You know, that would be ideally, you guys. Take the first weekend and go to Round Rock, second weekend in Vegas. That's a heck of a summer trip, you know. That would be a great summer trip. You can get in the car and drive to Round Rock and then go from there and drive to Vegas and just make that a 10-day vacation for you. Put it in. Put it in. See, two great weekends of football action. Supposedly the top four teams in the nation playing back-to-back weekends. But that's my challenge. Who's going to step up? What teams, what coaches, what owners are going to step up and be at their championship weekends, if not both weekends? And like I said, support. You know, if we don't support it, then who will? Who can we expect it? So, again, take pride in your league. Take pride in your team. Take pride in your All-Star festivities. You know, if you're an All-Star player, make it a point to be in that All-Star game. It's not likely you're going to make another All-Star. It's not guaranteed that it'll be another All-Star game next year. The way things are going, nothing's guaranteed. So you got to live life to the fullest each and every day. Each and every day, you got to live life, you know. So make sure you make it a point to get to your championship weekends. Get your family, get your friends to go. You know what? Make it a weekend where you don't have to spend a lot of money. If you get three or four other people and you guys share a room, you guys share a gas, you guys share a bus ticket, you know, or fly however you're going to get there, train, whatever, boat, train, car, whatever. Rent a van. There you go, you guys. That's the way to go. Rent a van, 15 people rent a van. Divide the van by, $15 each. That pays for the van. Get three rooms. I know here in Vegas the rooms are $150 for the weekend. Get three rooms. What's that, $400? Divide that by 15. There you go. So legitimately, each person's paying like $100 to come and travel. Everybody take turns driving, no matter where you're from. I don't care if you're 48 hours out. If each person takes 2 or 3 hours just driving by 15 people, that's 30 hours worth of drivers. Again, be creative. Have pride. Get here. Get there. Do what you got to do. I'm going to end it like that because, you know what I'm saying, I don't get to hear you. I don't get to hear you call in. I don't get to hear the voices. And all I'm doing is rambling and getting it going. So I'm going to move on. Quarter number four. You know I got to go over to the Ning board, yo. You know, the number one networking board for women's football. You know, last week I talked about putting up highlights, any highlights, picture highlights, music highlights, something to let people know that you're breathing, something to let you know that people know that you play football. And we got, you know, a couple of videos that went up there. And it's great. We got over 1,850 members at Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com. That's 1,800 members on that board. And at any click of a button, if you put your video up there, I'm hitting the button and I broadcast it out to all 1,800 members. Now, they come and see if they want to. They don't if they don't have to. But the fact is, where can you get that type of promotion that's dedicated to women's football? And that's what I've been trying to tell everybody. Get some videos up on the board. Get the videos up on the board. You know, you gotta get it going. You gotta get it going. So once again, you know, go to the Ning board. Come to the Ning board. It's the number one place for women's football. And let me see what the hot topic is. You know, You know, I definitely want to thank my man Michael. He is running, Michael B, as I call him, Burnmister. He's running the pick'em boards and keeping track of who's picking and giving us updates. You know, he got the pick'em standings, and which is awesome. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh, right now I'm hearing that I have a issue with the video that I just posted. I just posted the video with highlights of the Showgirls in the Warriors this weekend. Let me run over there real quick just to find out what's going on so I can make sure I got that all cleared up. There we go. So give me 1 second. You might hear some music. You know, that's our theme song. Everybody know it. You know, we ballin'. What you gonna do about it? All right. So far, what I got, I'm seeing it. No, video's up. No errors there. But anyway, like I said, I love this Ning board. And the Ning board is going to be here, you guys. I know that in the past, the Ning board, Ning folks want people to pay to get on. I found a way. I found a way, so we will keep the Ning board because I found a way. I found a way to keep it up. So, the Ning is here to stay. WomensTackleFootballGroup.Ning.com is here to stay, but you got to support it and you got to be involved in it. And again, I got a couple of sponsors who are going to take care of the monthly fees for the Ning board. But you got to help out by supporting those sponsors. I don't care if it means going to their website and just you know, seeing what they got or buying product or whatever. You got to support it. Support the sponsors and support the Ning board, and it's all to the good. But anyway, I just went ahead and took care of the video. It looks good to me. I'll come back to that later. So let me go into the discussion, see what the hottest topic is right now. I know that Coach Redo is looking for a fall expedition game. So for teams that are out there that will be putting together their teams, they want to have a couple expedition games. Expedition games, it says September, October. Because they're getting ready for their 2011 season. They want to have a couple of games before the season. So please go to the Ning board, womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. Go to Fall Expedition Games. Hit Coach Ritter up and see. Let him know if you are interested in participating in some fall games. I know that the pick'em standings is a hot topic. You know, right now Michael is leading in picking the IWFL teams. He's 88-14. I'm in second place with 83-19. Saw 78 is in there at 64-19. Ahmad Newton is at 63-20. Ella is at 51-15. Lynn Marie is at 45-10. QT is at 36-14. So that's the top that have picked over 50 games in the IWFL. And as you can see, there's different numbers. Everybody didn't start at the same time, so they had a cutoff of a 50-game minimum in order to be in the percentage bracket. For the WFA leaders, again, you got Michael at 69-9. You got myself at 64-12. So I'm three games out. You got TJ at 63-13. You got Sauce at 59-17. Ahmad at 52-9. Ella at 51-10, QT at 34-12, Coach Ritter is at 33-9, Lynn Marie is at 26-5, and the cutoff was 30 games minimum. Overall picks, Michael was at 155-24. That's not a bad record. That's awesome. I'm at 147-32, so I'm like eight games out overall. Sauce is at 124 games. She picked winners. Ahmad's at 115-30. Ella's at 103-25. And Lynn Marie's at 71-15. QT is 71-26. And TJ is at 63-13. So those who are in the competition, as you can see, have done a great job of picking winners. Winners for both leagues. And also we had a couple of games in the WSFL, which was one game, and either you're 1-0 or you're 0-1. as far as that's concerned. So again, come over to the Ning board and have some fun. Pick the games of the week over on the Ning board. Let's see what else is happening on the Ning board. Had a couple Twitter accounts. Again, if you have a team Twitter, please tie it in to the Ning board. Tie it in with BJ over at Blog Talk Radio. You know, get that taken care of. I know there's a couple of new groups up there. Rookies getting they talk on in the group section. The Ning board is happening. You know, like I said, it's a lot of things out there. You got a rookie support center. You got the USA Lady Eagles Football Club, which I'll be having updates coming up. You got the press group. You got the Women's Football Camp and Conference, which I got updates coming up. You can ask the refs. You know, I got like six refs that are they monitor their group, but you know, you guys aren't posing questions to them. You got the ladies football in Germany, the AFVD League out in Germany. Each team has a fan page, and my thing is this: get your fans on the Ning board and have them, you know, come on over and join your fan page on the Ning board. So again, get out and put an ad in your program, you guys, for the Ning board is Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. Put an ad in your paper or make mention, you know, it don't cost any money to put an ad in your own program or have your announcers make it. Get it done. Let's see if we can get over 2,000 fans over this next week. You know, 2,000 fans this next week wouldn't be bad. Again, we are at, let me give you the exact number of people we have on the Ning board. We have 1,826. Let's see, by this end of this weekend, can we get another 150 fans? That's our goal, you guys, 150 fans. So go to your Ning page, if you're listening, and go to your invite sheet, hit the invite, and invite everybody to the thing. Again, the Ning board is happening. It's a lot of stuff there, a lot of videos, a lot of coaching, a lot of network going on. And you know, that's about it. There's no really hot topic, but I'm going to end the show. I'm going to get things done. Again, you can always email me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. You can hit me at the Ning board at womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. Again, you can call me at 702-764-8878. I am always available. I'm available to talk. I'm able to network, you know, to give some advice, do this, do that. Hey, I'm here. That's what I'm here for. And I hope you had a great time. I hope you're listening to the show. Invite more folks to the show. If you got any topics you want me to talk about, just drop an email. You know, drop a topic. I talk about it to the best of my ability. And we'll go about it that way. So, again, I will see you guys next week live here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Again, you've been rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. All right? I'm going to see if this thing works. I'm going to see if I can hit the pause button or the stop button and go from there. But we did 45 minutes, BJ. So I think we can make this happen. You know, I didn't hear my public enemy number one, but you can drop that right now. I'm Coach Lee, and I'm out. Peace.
Now I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I'm headed up to here. Yeah, I wear. the Lord. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got, better get some. Get on up, hustler of culture. Snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhyme keeps fitting, respect been given. How's your living? Now I can't protect, I paid off defects. Check the record and reckon, inattentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl